Well, now it's 4:30. And this is Valley Voices. I'm your host, Amy Haddon Marsh. And I have a special guest with me today, Carbondale's own Mark Burrows. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
It's great to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I always love coming down to the studio.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. And what a neat thing we're going to talk about today. Mark has opened a new photography studio.
That is correct.
At the 3rd Street Center. And it's a lovely, lovely place. But it's not just for you. Talk about that. Will you talk about your new studio?
Yes, it is. Well, first of all, it's a lovely, lovely place, as you pointed out. New floor, new ceiling.
Blue door.
Yeah, I love my place. It's very cozy. Mm-hmm. But it's designed not, it's a studio for me, yes. I just did a shoot there this morning and did multiple shoots this morning. That was quite fun. But it's open to the public. Anybody could come in. If they have a want to photograph something or somebody, mm-hmm. they can rent the studio for really, really cheap. Mm-hmm. And it's available. You don't even have to be a photographer. I'll help you out a little bit. Mm-hmm. But so the deal is you can come in and shoot for a low hourly fee.
Right.
Or I can assist you for a little bit more. Or I can do it for you for a little bit more.
Well.
So I just want to make it affordable for everybody. If you're a photographer or a wannabe photographer or if I've always wanted to be and you have a camera. Mm-hmm. The studio comes with backgrounds and lights, and there's a little couch in there, and all the things you need to make all the portraits you want or product photography.
Gosh, that's so exciting. It's really exciting. Now, the last time I worked in a lab or in a photography studio, we had a lab. We had a dark room.
Wet dark room.
Way yeah. back when. And this one does not have a wet dark room.
Correct. It is just a studio.
Which is great because you don't need a wet dark room.
No chemicals involved here.
No, you don't need. So I could come in and shoot some stuff and then upload it to my computer and sit in there and work on my photos if I wanted to.
Yes. Yeah, actually I have a laptop in there too. You're welcome to sit down if you want to spend the time there. Most people, I assume, would come in, do their shooting, view it on the back of the camera, then go home and do their final processing or whatever. But you're welcome to do it there as well. There's high-speed internet access mm-hmm. as well.
Well, a little self-disclosure. I had Mark take some pictures of an item that I have for sale. And my gosh, those photos were great. It was so much fun to watch that. You put the item on the white, you know, on the table with the white backdrop, mm-hmm. you know, the paper coming down underneath it. It's sort of flowing down over the table. And you put the item on, it's a guitar. Put the guitar on there, and just the pictures looked fabulous. Just fabulous.
Yeah, thank you. They came out really, really well. Yeah. I was really happy with it.
It's so exciting to think that I can rent that space from you and you know, practice shooting with lights. I'm used to shooting outside.
Sure.
I could practice shooting with lights, studio lighting, and it's right there at the 3rd Street Center. I love that. What made you decide to do this?
Because I have an inordinate amount of gear that I've been collecting over the years, and it's always just been in my house. And when I need to set up a shoot, I clear out my living room, like move all the furniture away, mm-hmm. and set up a backdrop and set up a table and do whatever I need to do for a half an hour, and then spend an hour tearing that down, putting the room back together, and mm-hmm. it's really, really annoying. Mm-hmm. And I've always thought, it's like, if I had a space to go, mm-hmm. what would I pay to make it worthwhile to me to just do that instead of breaking down my entire living room, setting up all this stuff, putting it away, finding it, first of all,
yeah,
to set it up the next
unpack
time.
Unpack it.
Like, make sure the batteries are charged. Mm-hmm. All this crazy stuff. There's just so many details that go into mm-hmm. it. It's like, oh, if I just had that one little thing. And honestly, I have quite a few of those little things there. And that's all available. It's like, come on down and see what I have. And
well, you didn't have to share it with the public. I mean,
true.
This is the first time, and I've been shooting for a long time, but this is the first time that I've ever experienced or run into somebody, not that you're the first one and the only one, but I've never known anybody to have a studio and just open it to any photographer who wants to come in.
Yeah, I don't know of any. I did some searching around just on the internets, and found nothing. There's nothing, no public studio, at least it's not listed as public. Maybe it is with family and friends. I don't know. And there are a number of studios in the Valley, but to my knowledge, it's just for that particular photographer. And I've asked photographers in the past if I could use a studio. And they're like, no.
Yeah.
Because there's stuff, and their stuff is expensive. And if it gets broken, then so who's liable for it? And it's like, I've got that all written out on a little contract that you've got to sign and say, this is what you're responsible for. This is what I'm responsible
for. Well, talk about that. Go into some detail. Okay, let's say I want to come in and use the lights. I have my own camera, but use the lights and use the laptop that's there. What should I do?
Say it's the holiday. Say if there were a holiday right around the corner from us right now, you could bring in your family and bring in your camera and connect it to the lights and pose your family the way that you wish instead of paying a photographer hundreds of dollars to do that for you. You could do it yourself. And all you have to do is walk in. You and I would have to have an agreement in advance of what is going to happen. So I know what's going on. You're not going in and cooking meth, but you're actually doing photography stuff. And there's just some basic common sense rules. If I have something, you break it, well, please replace it or fix it. I mean, if you went to your friend's house and you broke something, you'd probably replace that because it sucks. Yeah, but yeah, I'm not a rich guy. I've got enough to keep my studio open. And I'm very fortunate that the Third Street Center is such a fabulous place that it's not terribly expensive for me there. And that's why I want to offer really, really cheap rates for people to come in there and shoot. And being a public station, I can't talk about the money on the air, but you can call me or email me.
What's your email?
My email is so that's another thing. My company's name is RFV Photo.
Say that again.
RFV, as in Roaring Fork Valley.
Roaring Fork Valley. Okay.
RFVphoto.com. That's my domain.
Okay.
But I wanted to create something a little different so it wasn't just mine. So I've retitled the space to be Photo Creative Collective.
Oh, neat.
So it's primarily for photographers. And I want it for creative types as well. And I want it to be a collective. I want everybody to be able to come together and people to use it for whatever. And I'm going to have classes in there. I've contacted a few other photographers around the Valley.
Talk about that. What do you plan on teaching?
I've got one photographer online who is great with Photoshop and compositing, but putting multiple images in the same so they look great together. So they're actual works of art that you've created through photography. I've got another photographer who is a master at printing. So those photographers
digital
printing. So, and he knows all the things about printing. I want to take the course. He's really, really wicked smart. He's actually, well, I can't mention that, but anyway, he's really good. I have another teacher on the line that's a fabulous landscape photographer. So I'm not clear how that's going to work yet. So I think we'll go out as a group and shoot around, and he'll walk people through what his eye looks for and what makes this scene interesting and how it captured, and then come back and process it. And see how that goes. And there'll be I'll have a video projector in there so we could shine images up on the white sheet so that we can critique our other images. I want to have meet and greets for photographers and parties for photographers. I also have a membership with a photo educational service.
What's that?
It's a company called Creative Live.
Creative Live.
CreativeLive.com. They're based out of, I think, Portland or Seattle. I'm not entirely clear. But they have thousands of programs that they've recorded for photographers, for artists, for business people.
Okay.
And they have business for photographers. It'll be like a two-day class
that
you have to pay for. But I have a membership, so I can have that membership and invite people to come and watch it with me as well and get some additional knowledge from hundreds and hundreds of other photographers out there, all in lighting and posing and the business of photography.
And then there's that hands-on studio right there where we could practice right after the class.
That's it exactly. I want to be able to do the class and then spend the other half of the day working on it, what we learned in lighting, what it means to have a key light and a backlight and a psych light and all the different things that go along with. I mean, light is our that's our medium.
Well, yeah. And working in the studio, it's been a long time, decades since I've worked in a studio and shot portraits. But I remember how much fun it was to just set that light up any way you want, you know, and the Clint Eastwood lighting and all the different kinds of lighting and how different it makes people look. It's really a blast. So I'm really looking forward to taking those classes and using the studio. One question I have for you, Mark Burrows, is will you have a printer there? Are you planning on supplying a printer or?
I can. I have a couple of printers. Mm-hmm. I have a large format printer and a smaller die sub printer that we can certainly print to. I haven't gotten that far in my thinking. Yeah, I want to get the classes going first and see where it goes from there, especially for the printing class. I'm sure we'd have to have a printer there. But it's nothing's going to happen until January, February. And this is an ongoing thing. There'll be multiple classes every month.
Okay.
Hopefully if I do it right.
Okay.
I also wanted to point out, too, that I'm sure there are a lot of photographers out there things like, why do I want to go to a studio? We've got this entire Roaring Fork Valley to shoot in. And the short answer is, A, winter. It's really hard to shoot in the winter because it's cold, especially if it involves kids. They're tired of being cold in the snow. It's just cumbersome.
You sound like a photographer who's shot kids in the snow before. Shot photos of kids
maybe
in the
once.
Snow before.
But it's hard. And it's hard for the parents. And if everybody's inside, nice and warm. Also, the studio provides an environment that you can completely control all the aspects. When you're outside, you have to worry about where the sun is, what the backdrop is, if it's in their eyes, they're squinting, like all those things. If you get direct light, if it's a cloudy day, if it's snowing, like today, this morning, we were going to do the photo shoot outside. Mm-hmm. It's a group of 17 people.
Wow.
Big family.
Boy.
Reunion happening in town right now. And they wanted a portrait. And it's like, that's great. And we're going to do it in their backyard. Mm-hmm. And we talked last night. And it's like, well, maybe it's, you know, we got the snow recently and
it's going to be really cold tomorrow morning.
You can't use flash photography during snowstorms because the little bits of snow just like shine up like blazing stars on the camera. It's terrible. And you can do it. It's like the ideal day is like right now when it's like overcast but not sunny. So people are blown out for but light is too strong on them or too dim on some people. And so you have 100% control. And you know, with the studio.
In the studio.
In the studio. And with the studio comes, I have a white backdrop, I have a black backdrop, and I have a green backdrop, all in the same little area. So you just remove two to get to the one you want. Mm-hmm. So you can put in a background that's appropriate for whatever you want. It's like, that's not a hard thing to do.
Well, I don't know why some photographers, I mean, you said that some photographers might think, why a studio when we have the whole Roaring Fork Valley? Well, as you're talking, I mean, studio photography is completely different from landscape photography.
It is. And it's not going to take away from the outdoor photography. It's like,
not at all.
I do a lot of outdoor photography and portrait photography outside because I love it outside, but not this time of year.
Well, yeah. And studio work is just so different. And I think I'm just really excited about it because there isn't that opportunity to learn. In the 1970s, late 70s when I was here, I apprenticed with Fred Barta at the Latent Image in Glenwood Springs. Not many people will know what I'm talking about, but Fred was a photographer, and he and Rick Jones and Pat Jones were the only photographers in Glenwood Springs for a while, and then there was Mark at the Dark Room and so forth. But Fred had the Latent Image, and then Rick and Pat had another studio, and I apprenticed with Fred. That's how, I mean, I had been shooting prior to that, and I had taken some photography classes in college and all of that. But really, working in a studio, I learned how to do that with Fred Barta. And there isn't, I don't know, I would imagine there isn't that kind of apprenticeship available. I mean, this is with a wet dark room and so forth. It's way before digital.
Yeah. There are no wet dark rooms. Well, it's not true. There's a new wet dark room going in. So that's going to be fabulous.
Where?
Just below Missouri Heights, up above Catherine's door. I'm trying to think of the guy's name. Dan. Oh, I'll think of it.
But it's not going to be for public use? It
No, it's well, it's a studio that you'll take classes in.
Oh, neat.
And he will teach. And he's a fabulous photographer. He's been shooting in Aspen for the last 20, 30 years.
Well, that's good. That'll be fun, too. But there aren't that many apprenticeships. There aren't any apprenticeships available that I know of. And that's why I'm so excited about this studio, is because I can go in and fool around, and it doesn't have to be perfect. It can, if I'm just going in to practice, I can do that. And I don't have to, I just really like that because I was able to do that when I was first learning photography.
Yeah, I think there's still a few apprentices around. I mean, there's a few very active studios. Tyler Stableford has a studio here in town, and I don't know what he does, what his process is, but I know he creates a lot of work, and he's an award-winning photographer and an amazing photographer and so many different levels. I've never been to a studio, but I don't know if he does interns or anything like that over there. But there aren't that many photographers around that actually have studios. There's one or two up in Aspen. I think it's one or two in Basalt, and I don't know. Luminance was in Carbondale for a while.
I don't know where.
I think she's up in Basalt now, and Glenwood, I think, has a couple of, but
Digital Dimensions is gone.
Digital Dimensions is gone, yeah. But Kelly still operates out of her house, but.
Yeah, it's.
Yeah.
But I think, so this studio is definitely necessary. It's definitely going to fill a niche. I want to remind listeners that this is Valley Voices. It's 4:46. You're listening to KDNK. I'm Amy Haddon Marsh, and my guest today is Mark Burrows, local photographer. You are famous for shooting some of the Carbondale town photos. I just had this image of you on top of a ladder, sort of directing the crowd.
It was a ladder truck.
Yeah.
The fire department was kind enough to come out and throw me in the top of their ladder truck, which is awesome.
God, talk about the challenge of shooting a town portrait.
Oh, there's only one real challenge, is getting everybody to show up at the same time, because most people aren't going to have any patience over 10 minutes of standing around when they could be in the bar, especially on a first Friday. I'm probably in that boat as well. But it's a coordination of getting whoever's doing all the coordination for it. That's a hard, hard job to coordinate. I think the very first one I did was probably, I'd say, between 300 and 400 people in the photo. But it was well coordinated. Steve Skinner, who was a past manager of the station, is one of the key people in getting that going. And I think he worked with the Chamber and a few other organizations to get all the people. They all just, I was in the cherry picker of the bucket, the ladder bucket for the ladder truck from the fire department here. And everybody just kind of poured out of the buildings, and I took as many photos as I could, and they all went back in. And
that was that.
That was great. That was really, really fun.
I learned a trick from you that I have I've used with every group portrait that I've shot in the past couple of years, and I think this is from you. You tell people to close their eyes, and then you count to three, and on three they open their eyes so as to avoid the closed eyes for the photo.
Yeah, in some instances, like in that one particular town photo, half the group was in sunlight and the other half was not, which made it really hard to process that because people in shadow were significantly darker than the people in direct sunlight, and to balance it out. So yeah, that's a common method. It's like, shut your eyes, and as soon as I say three, open them, and then you'll have that split second to capture the photo before they have to squint again because the sun's so bright.
That came about from a really sunny day. I didn't realize that. That's good.
But another trick too is sunglasses. People, you can take group pictures of people who are wearing sunglasses, and they look great because we expect people to wear sunglasses on
a sunny day.
Yes. Well, I used to work for a ski photo up in Aspen.
Oh, wow.
Which at the time
talk
it was
about a difficult job.
Yeah, it was a terrible job actually. But some people do it. I couldn't make it work.
When you have to ski, then you have to watch out so that you don't fall down skiing and you're shooting. I couldn't. There's no way.
But you show up with a pocket full of like a dozen sunglasses. So when you do that portrait, you just hand everybody sunglasses. So hopefully they have their own, but for the most part, you throw sunglasses at people and they all look great.
Yeah, looks great.
You don't need to see people's eyes. It's better, but in a group shot,
it doesn't matter. When you're way up high,
yeah,
no, sunglasses are great.
It's better than squinting.
Yes. When did you start shooting, Mark? How long have you been shooting?
Oh, I got my first camera when I was 13.
What kind of camera was it?
It was a Canon AE-1.
Wow.
I still have it.
Mm-hmm. Is that film?
That was, oh, definitely. That was, what year was that? 82?
Okay, yeah, definitely film.
Yeah, it was way pre-digital. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I worked the entire summer. I was building trails. So with like a pick and shovels and moving rocks around on mountainsides, mm-hmm. I built trails with a whole group of people. I made enough money to buy a camera. I think it was like $300 over the entire summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just enough to buy a camera.
So you bought the camera.
So I bought the camera and I was so excited. I thought, this is what I'm going to do.
I know. It's just like, oh my God.
Then I graduated high school. Like, oh, wait a minute. This stuff is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of set me back a bunch of years. And it's not true anymore. Everybody has got three or four cameras in their mm-hmm. pocket. I mean, my camera
phone
has three cameras on it. It's like, good
Lord.
Three
cameras.
Yeah, it's got the front one and the back one. The back one is like two, one for low, one for high exposure. It's like, it's crazy. Some of the newer ones have up to like five or six cameras just for different situations. The computer decides which one it's going to use. But yeah, it's crazy.
Jeez, that is crazy. I would get spoiled. I mean, I graduated from film to digital, I don't know, decade ago? More than a decade ago. But I'm spoiled now with digital. I mean, I love film. I really love the photographs that come out of a negative. Better than I do digital.
It's fun to work on in a wet, dark room.
Oh, yeah.
It's really fun. It's, you know, you're kind of stuck in this dark hole all day.
Oh, that's fun. That's why I like it.
It is fun. Breathing toxic fumes.
I love the smell of photochemicals in the morning. Yeah, but I'm spoiled now because I can just sit down and work in Photoshop or do whatever I need to do, and I don't have to deal with the chemicals and the setting up and the taking down. And I mean, I don't like the setting up and taking down. I like the actual work in the dark room, but I don't like to set it up and take it down. Sort of like you with the living room and the portraits and so forth.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of photography? I mean, I don't know. That's not really the question I wanted to ask, but it is kind of favorite. What is your favorite part of photography? Why do you like it so much? What's the draw?
I really like working with the people. That's really fun. Mm-hmm. Especially, I do the Soap or Sun Mother's Day edition every
year.
Yes,
you do.
And I get to play with between 40 and 50 moms and babies mm-hmm. every year. And it's so much fun. It's so much fun to play mm-hmm. with babies. Mm-hmm. I can't. I love doing it. That's why I like the portrait photography. I do product photography because it's a challenge. It's fun to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really my true passion. I love working with people. I mm-hmm. love portraits, mm-hmm. and especially family portraits.
Mm-hmm. It's a certain you have to have a certain way with people, a certain ability to really. I mean, and sometimes you don't know the people at all. Like with the Mother's Day thing,
yeah.
You don't know all.
Yeah,
the
I won't
mothers.
Know hardly any of them. I'm not. I mean,
and so
my kids
capture,
are grown and moved out, so I'm not really keeping tabs on who the new moms are. Coming up into the valley.
And so you have to capture the essence of the mom and the baby right there. And that takes a real skill to do that. And you've got that skill.
Thank you. I like to think so. I enjoy it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it shows in the newspaper.
I think so too. It's wonderful.
When the issue comes out.
We have only about 2 minutes left, Mark Burroughs. So tell us. Give us your email, phone number, and then kind of recap on when people can start coming in and using the studio and what they need to do, what they need to bring.
So the best way to reach me is just through email, photocreativecollective@gmail.com.
photocreativecollective@gmail.com.
I am out of the 3rd Street Center here in Carbondale, mm-hmm. so you can come find me there as well, Suite 26A. If I'm not there, call me.
Phone?
My phone number is 970-379-4581, and I've had that number for as long as I've had a cell phone, which is a long time now.
379-4581?
Correct. 379-4581.
379-4581. Okay.
Make it a jingle and no one will forget.
That's right.
It's studio is not open like 9 to 5, Monday through Friday kind of thing. It's more of like a by appointment.
Right.
If I know somebody wants their pitch taken, I'll set up a time and they'll come in at that time. But otherwise, like, for example, I'm not there right now. So it's available, it's open, but you got to call me to set it up.
Yeah, so I would need to call you and say, hey, what times do you have free this week? Or
right.
I have somebody coming in Wednesday at 4, is that open?
Right.
You know, you have to make an appointment, a reservation.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and we can talk about all the other things going on, all mm-hmm. the classes I want to do, mm-hmm. The rental fees for the mm-hmm. space, mm-hmm. What's expected. What I can do for you if you just want me to do the shooting for you, or I can tutor you in the shooting if you want to come in and do it yourself, want to learn how to do it. Yeah. I can show you how to balance the lights so you get a really nice image out of what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's, yeah, the facility is designed to be as open as possible. If you have some video, you need to be shot in a closed, contained environment, a private environment. We can do that.
Great.
I want to do a podcast facility there as well. So,
well, that's exciting. Well, Mark Burrows, I want to thank you for being with me here on Valley Voices.
Thank you.